Hey everybody, this is the We Are Chafee podcast, and I'm Adam Williams. This is my annual summer update episode, where I catch my breath in the recording schedule, and we take a few minutes to summarize for you where we've been and where we're headed. If you have missed out on listening to some episodes in the past year, or in the past 3 years, or just have never scrolled down through the podcast archive, either at wearechafeepod.com or on your podcast player like Apple or Spotify, if you haven't scrolled down and taken in the overall collection of people who've joined me on this show, I encourage you to do that, because we now have nearly 90 episodes out there in which we've learned from and dived deep into the stories and insights of so many topics and experiences. We've talked about all the human things, including social and political challenges, history, spirituality and faith, identity and death, grief, loss and resilience, substance abuse and recovery, nature and environment, journalism and community, business and entrepreneurship, housing affordability, mental health, other aspects of health, and the list goes on. Among the latest episodes, I talked with rancher and memoirist Laura Richardson, and with Reed Dills, who was a pioneering river outfitter in the Arkansas Valley about 50 years ago. I talked with Colleen and John Graybill about John's great-grandfather, the iconic photographer Edward Curtis, and Marianne Longwell, a mental health counselor, about our birthrights to grow, heal, and evolve. And there have been the artists, Krista Jarvis and Jess Oatman, the founder of Trail Sisters and now Chafee County Commissioner Gina Lucrezzi, and Tracy Arthur Cacciadorian. She and I talked about conflict resolution. I talked about affordable housing with Paul Andrews. I immensely enjoyed talking with Rama Yeet of Rama's Bread as well, and Johnny Bushman, whose episode about surviving the 1999 shooting at Columbine High School and his path of love and forgiveness in the decades since is so incredibly inspiring. Johnny's episode is one of the most listened to in the last 3 years that this show has been going. So if you missed out on that one, find some time and give it a go. I could continue on. I cannot tell you how many favorites I have in the archive. It is a long, long list. I'll say yet again, the personal is universal. What we experience as individuals is relatable to others. That's one of the special aspects of a podcast like this. Everyone has stories and insights to share, and often they are willing to share them when someone asks and takes a sincere interest in listening. That's part of why I love doing this work so much. That said, it's time to let you all in on what lies around the bend. This feels bittersweet. The We Are Chafee podcast is coming to its end. The last episodes will be released in September. I said it's bittersweet because I have enjoyed doing this podcast the past 3 years and would have liked to continue it indefinitely. There are too many conversations still out there to be had with the folks of Chafee County. Too many people who deserved the opportunity to share their stories too. Hundreds of neighbors. Thousands. At the same time, I'm incredibly grateful to have had this opportunity at all, let alone for 3 years running and for nearly 100 episodes. For context, 90% of podcasts don't make it past episode 3, and only 5% live as long as ours has. So we've all done something here that I think we can feel good about. As you might recall, this podcast has been grant-funded through Chafee County Public Health as part of the larger We Are Chafee Community Storytelling Initiative. That funding has run its course. Other funding support has not materialized, and I decided that it was time to accept that. So we have a handful of episodes left, running on the usual schedule until the end of September. I hope that you will hang around to hear from the amazing guests yet to come, and as always, thank you all for being here these past few years. Till the next episode, as we say at We Are Chafee, share stories, make change.